basically, my family's from Pittsville. It's where I grew up. I grew up on a chicken farm, and we are conservative Democrats. And I consider myself to be a conservative Jeffersonian Democrat. And that's, I'm running on the Democratic ticket.
Okay, so you're...
There's some issues in Whatcom County that I'm involved in. I've been part of the Tea Party movement. I've been going to these council meetings for about a year now. Probably one of the things that affects me most is the night meetings. I believe in night meetings for a lot of reasons. One is that the people of Whatcom County need to be able to go to the meetings and understand what's going on, understand how their tax money is being spent. It's one thing that I support. And I'll tell you what, when I was a small boy and I first inquired about politics, I remember talking to my grandfather, who is my role model. He's a guy that worked for the railroad, and after he retired, he farmed about 150 acres with a 75-horsepower tractor. And I grew up on that farm, and I asked him, I said, you know, why are you a Democrat? And he said, son, because Democrats are for the people. And that's the root of the Democratic Party. Basically, Thomas Jefferson formed the Democratic Party after the Revolutionary War because there was a group of aristocracy in this nation that wanted to return America to the colonialist roots, you know, ruling by the elite. And Thomas Jefferson formed the Democratic Party, and he got the Bill of Rights passed. And that's why America is great. That's why this is a free country, remains a free country. So, I mean, that's basically what I stand on. I believe night meetings. I believe we need transparency in our budget. I don't believe we have transparency in our budget. We don't really have a budget in this county. We have appropriations. You know, you can go online and you can see the budget, but it's not really a budget. It's just basically large sums of money have been appropriated to different reasons. You know, maybe there's this amount to roads, this amount to schools, and so on and so forth. We don't really know how it's being spent. We don't know what the supervisors are being paid. So that's my platform, basically. I mean, I run on jobs, and we need jobs in this county. The poultry industry's been hijacked by the Maryland Department of the Environment. I think there's maybe been two chicken houses built in the last 2 years.
Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Since you have decided to run as a Democrat, what do you say to the people that really just associate the Democrats with liberals like Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama? And what impact do you think you'll have on turning the direction of the Democratic Party in this county, let alone anywhere else?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. That's something that I should have addressed. I don't align myself with that type of Democrats, and I don't think the people on the Eastern Shore align themselves with that. People on the Eastern Shore are conservative Democrats. And I don't think there's support. I don't think there's really big time support for that. I mean, we're farming folk, we're working folk. We're not liberal Democrats on the Eastern Shore.
Yeah, most of those conservative Democrats have fled to the Republican Party. Or a good number of them, either that or they became independent. So,
right.
You think your base is the conservative Democrats, independents. Obviously, the wet crowd isn't going to vote for you. Unless they have no other choice.
It's possible, but listen, Mike, I'll tell you what. You know, I did some soul searching, and I've got to be true to myself. I've got to be true to my family. My whole family are conservative Democrats. And my family's been here on the shore for hundreds of years. My family farmers in Pittsville. And everyone there is conservative Democrat. No one in my family are liberal Democrats. I wanted the support of the family as I've run. That's why I chose to be Democrat.
All right, so you're filing this afternoon.
Yes, that's right.
And you'll be on the Democrat ballot. Right now, I think the only competition you have is Ed Taylor, so there's only two on the ballot at the moment.
Yes.
So you're assured of moving on if nobody else gets in.
From what I understand, Ed Taylor supporting revenue caps. And look, here's what happened, Mike. I never intended to run, okay? And, you know, you go to AFP meetings, I'm kind of the guy sitting in the back not saying too much. I have been vocal. I spoke at the Tea Parties. I spoke at the town hall with Rick Pollard, if you recall. You were there. I came with a sign, raise taxes, raise chickens, not taxes, which
right.
is pretty much states everything that I stand for, which is, you know, pick up a shovel and go to work, and everything else will fall into place, you know. But when I found out that he was running, it was just like, you know, some force just kicked me in the ass and made me go and file, because it's just, that guy stands for everything that I do not believe in. He wants to raise taxes in this county. I mean, the other day I got my paycheck and I looked at it, and the amount that was taken out for Wacomico County taxes was almost as much, maybe about two-thirds as much, as my 401k contribution. That's ridiculous. On top of that, I pay property taxes. And he wants to repeal the revenue cap? No, I'm sorry. That is not... I mean, fiscal conservatism is so important in this country, especially in time of recession, when we need to make a recovery. You can't keep taking it. It's going to oppress the situation. Like I said, when I went to that meeting, when they interviewed me on the TV, I said, it gets to a point where it's going to go over taxation, it's confiscation. If they repeal the revenue cap, it's going to be confiscation.